This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, in Remid States Materials, LLC Permit Number 1236A2, the Osage Nation, Randall S. Dobins and Leslie R. Dobins, individually and as trustees of the Dobins Family Trust dated. October 15, 2018 versus Missouri Department of Natural Resources and Missouri Mining Commission, Mid States Materials, LLC, decided December 17, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District, in Remid States Materials, LLC, Permit Nome 1236A2, the Osage Nation, Appellant, Randall S. Dobins and Leslie R. Dobins, individually and as trustees of the Dobins family, trust dated October 15, 2018, Appellants, Tavrigan, Missouri Department of Natural Resources and Missouri Mining, WD87090, consolidated with WD87144. Opinion filed December 17, 2024, see omission. Respondents, Mid-States Materials, LLC, respondent. Appeal from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, DI Vision 2. Alaka Hooja, presiding judge. Edward R. Ardini, Jr., judge, and W. Douglas Thompson. Judge R. Andahl and Leslie Dobins and the Osage Nation appeal from the Missouri Mining Commission's MMC final decision, granting Mid-States Materials a 2-permit to mine limestone at a site to be called the Bates City Quarry. On appeal, both the Dobins appellants and the Osage Nation argue the MMC erred in entering its final decision because Mid-States' application failed to comply with Section 444.772.2.1. The Dobins appellants also argue the MMC erred in entering its final decision because the Bates City Quarry will unduly impair their health, safety, and livelihood. The Osage Nation also argues on appeal that Mid-States' permit should be rescinded because it violates Missouri's Unmarked Human Burial Sites Act. Finally, the Osage Nation argues the MMC acted arbitrarily, capriciously, and unreasonably in granting Mid-States a permit without imposing a condition that an archaeological survey be conducted before mining activity begins. We reverse and remand for proceedings consistent with this opinion. I. Factual and procedural history. This appeal concerns Mid-States Materials permit to mine limestone at the Bates City Quarry, also referred to as the property. The Department of Natural Resources, through the Missouri Mining Commission, issued Mid-States' permit to mine limestone, the permit. The appellants collectively are adjacent landowners who object to the issuance of the permit. Randall Dobins and Leslie Dobins, as individuals and as trustees of the Dobins Family Trust, Dobins appellants, own property adjacent to Mid-States Materials' proposed surface mining. The Dobins appellants timely filed their 3 objections to the permit before the Administrative Hearing Commission, AHC, and timely filed their appeal before this court. The Osage Nation is also an adjacent landowner and owns land that is entirely surrounded by Mid-States' proposed mining at the Bates City Quarry. On the land owned by the Osage Nation are Osage Burial Mounds, the known Osage Burial Site. The Osage Nation also timely filed their objections to the permit before the AHC and timely appealed before this court. A. The mining application process. To engage in mineral mining, Mid-States must first obtain a permit. See sections 444-770-1. 444-772-1, 444-786, 10 CSR 40, 10 Thordorn 10, 1. The Department of Natural Resources administers the Missouri Land Reclamation Act, the Act, under which Mid-States must apply to permit limestone mining. See Section 4444-1760 et Turisicio. The commercial mining of limestone, which Mid-States seeks to do in this case, requires a permit from the Missouri Mining Commission, MMC. See 10 CSR 4010.010.1a. The MMC has the power to review and approve all applicable mining applications. Section 444.767. The MMC staff director receives a written application for a permit and makes a threshold determination regarding whether the application is complete. Section 4444.772.1. Once the staff director determines that an application is complete, the applicant must issue a public notice and comment period that, in this case, involved a public hearing. Section 444.77210. The staff director of the MMC must investigate a mining permit application, consider all public comments, issue or deny the permit, and impose 4 reasonable conditions upon the permit. Section 444.773.1. The staff director's decision is deemed the decision of DNR. The staff director's decision is appealable to the Administrative Hearing Commission, AHC. See Section 444.773.2, Section 460.0113, Section 621.250.1. On appeal to the AHC, DNR bears the burden to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that it lawfully issued the permit, Section 640.012. The AHC then makes a recommended decision to the MMC on permit issuance, denial, suspension, or revocation, Section 444.773.2. The AHC considers whether sections 444.773.2.5 of the Act have been satisfied. The AHC may also